laws be right or where the laws be wrong. All that we know who lie in jail is that the wall is strong, and that each day is like a year whose days are long. But this I know, that every law that men have made for man, since first man took his brother's life and the sad world began, but straws the wheat and saves the chaff with the most evil fan. This too I know, and twice it were if each could know the same, that every prison that man build is built with bricks of shame, and bound with bars lest cry should see how men they brothers maim. With bars they blur the gracious moon and blind the goodly sun, and they do well to hide their hair, for in it things are done the Son of God nor son of man ever should look upon. Finest deeds like poison weeds bloom well in prison air. It is only what is good in man that wastes and withers there. Pale anguish keeps the heavy gate, and the warder is despair. For they starve their little frightened child till it weeps both night and day, and they scourge the weak and flog the fool and jibe the old and grey, and some grow mad and all grow bad, and none a word may say. Each narrow cell in which we dwell is a foul and dark latrine, and the fetid breath of living death chokes up each grated scream. And all but lust is turned to dust in humanity's machine. Midnight always in one's heart and twilight in one's cell. We turn the crank and tear the rope, each in his separate hell. And the silence is more awful far than the sound of a brazen bell. Voice comes near to speak a gentle word, and the eye that watches through the door is pitiless and hard. And by all forgot we rot and rot with soul and body marred. And thus we rust life's iron chain, degraded and alone. And some men curse, and some men weep, and some men make no moan. But God's eternal laws are kind and break the heart of stone. A happy day whose hearts can break and peace of pardon win. How else may man make straight his plan and cleanse his soul from sin? How else but through a broken heart may Lord Christ enter in? In Reading jail by Reading town there is a bit of shame, and in it lies a wretched man, eaten by teeth of flame. In a burning, winding sheet he lies, and his grave has got no name. And there, till Christ call forth the dead, in silence let him lie. No need to waste the foolish tear, or heave the wind a sigh. The man had killed the thing he loved, and so he had to die. And all men kill the thing they love, by all let this be heard. Some do it with a bitter look, some with a flattering word. The coward does it with a kiss, the brave man with a sword.